Rooney Urban Radio Show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. I'm just looking at the corporate media, and Jerry Sandusky's wife is about to take the stand. Huzzah, huzzah, huzzah. I don't care. And yesterday, they had a big story about how this athlete who was charged with doping steroids was acquitted on all counts. How very wonderful. In a nation where our government is basically violating every war crime law ever written down at Guantanamo by torturing people to find weapons of mass destruction that don't exist, for you Kafka fans out there. But the big news is, athletes, we spent all this money prosecuting the athlete and he got off the hook for steroids. And now Jerry Sandusky, and mind you, what Sandusky did is very, very bad. And I hope they throw the book at him, but it's not headline news. Not with all the other things going on here. They're back to the Russia bashing already.
Russians are bad. They're bad. You got to hate them. They're bad. Russians are bad. We're good. You're bad.
Anyway, Senator Lieberman is now out there demanding prosecution of whistleblowers as a threat to national security. Actually, whistleblowers very seldom threaten national security. They threaten private vested corruption. I guess it's probably the same thing to Senator Lieberman. One of the things we've noticed in our government is high officials, senators, presidents, vice presidents, cabinet members, have this amazing ability to conflate their own personal interest with what they perceive as good for the country as a whole. Meanwhile, of course, thousands of military drones to be deployed over the U.S. mainland. We've already had them falling out of the sky, crashing into buildings. We already had one almost run into an airplane trying to land at an airport. But by golly, it'll be worth it to make sure that Al-Qaeda is not taking root in the heartland here. Another little TSA incident up in Portland. Frequent flying businessman. This guy travels all the time. John Brennan. And apparently, when he was at the Portland International Airport on Tuesday, the explosives detector kept going off every time he walked past it. So finally, inspiration, he stripped naked to show that he was not carrying a bomb. And of course, they're all upset. How dare you? It's indecent exposure and the rest of it. The fact of the matter is, those explosive detectors are, like everything else, being sold at very high price to the America's airports. They're junk. They false positive on a lot of things. People have one of the reasons they're trying to discourage people from going onto planes with food and drink is because so much food and drink will false positive the explosives detector. If you have turnips with you, you're going to get a positive on the heroin test for the DEA scanners and everything. It's just complete nonsense, complete and utter nonsense. There's been another story where apparently a former TSA worker was inappropriately grabbed getting on the airplane. So she turns around and grabs the TSA worker back in exactly the same way, and they arrest her for battery. You know, that's a dictatorship. It's okay for us to grab your body, but you may not touch ours. It's okay for us to listen to your phone calls, but you may never listen to ours. That's dictatorship. When the same rules don't apply in both directions, that's a dictatorship. We can spy on you through the bedroom windows with our drones, but you can't look in ours. Now, here's a new good one. Apparently, on top of everything else, they're going to start planting microphones in the waiting areas of airports where you're waiting to get on the airplane. They're going to be listening to all of you. Big, huge contract. A lot of money on the line here to listen to people talking like they don't already know how we feel about the TSA as we head for the airplane. The reality is, anybody who's planning to do something, if they've already gotten past TSA, they're not going to be sitting there and they're waiting and say, thank goodness we got the bomb past the TSA, huh? It's just another way to throw money at Michael Chertoff and his people. It's just utter, utter nonsense. They're going completely crazy and none of it is going to work. We'll be right back.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. a complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Working two jobs ends never seen me. She often goes hungry, so her babies can't eat. Fatherless son wears torn clothes to school. We're making fun of him's the only golden rule. She doesn't know she's a favorite daughter. If someone wants to help her,
aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we were talking about how completely over the top this dictatorship has gone, you know, in trying to repress us and stifle us down and make us so afraid of doing anything that we won't do anything at all. And there's a good example coming out of Cold Spring, Kentucky. This story just came across my desk, and it's ironic the timing here. Apparently, a gentleman there named Thomer of Cold Spring, Kentucky, is about to go to court in Cincinnati. There's a strike against that city. Basically, he was out in a park at an open-air comedy festival, and he was referring to comedian Ali Bruner, who is physically challenged. She's got muscular dystrophy. And he basically introduced her, said, you know, do you want to laugh at the crippled girl? As a way of kind of like setting the stage. This is what she's like. Now, Forrest did not mean it negatively, and the comedian herself doesn't have a problem with it. Because she uses that word herself in her own self-promotion. And the cops arrested this guy and they're taking him to trial for using the word crippled. How very PC. I guess the good news is here is that apparently there's no crime in that part of the country. And the police have got nothing better to do than stand around and make sure you're not using words on the banned list. Words that you may not use. Like Carlin's 7 words you can never say on television. You cannot use that word. We will arrest you. We will send you to court. I guess that part of the country, no robbers, no muggers, no drug dealers, no rapists, no murderers, no corrupt politicians, none of that stuff going on, so the police can just stand around all day in the park and wait for somebody to say a naughty word. It's life in the United States right now. Of course, the good news is this is obviously going to make the comedian herself, Ali Bruner, a household name. So, Ali Bruner, Ali Bruner, Ali Bruner, go get him. All right, here comes your daily bovine excrement alert. And I am not kidding you. This came out on the Daily Mail in Great Britain. This is the headline. German neo-Nazis helped Palestinian terrorists kill 11 Israeli athletes in the 1972 Munich massacre. Intelligence files reveal. So here in this one story, you've got Nazis and Palestinians and terrorism all in one big lump, which means Israel's planning something really big. And they got to play for sympathy on every single card they got. We'll wave the Germans and the Nazis and the Palestinians and terrorism, and we'll revive that whole thing about the Munich massacre and so forth and so on. And yeah, every time Israel's going to do something like that, you see this pander. I mean, you'll see floods of movies on TV about the Nazis and Hitler and all the rest of this stuff. It's a warning. Israel's getting ready to do something that's probably going to be on Egypt. You know, this escalation along the Gaza-Egypt border. And really, that should be the Gazans in Egypt sorting it out, not Israel. You know, but Israel's attitude is, it's all of our land anyway. So Israel is claiming that there are commando infiltrations into Israel from Egypt. And there are border skirmishes and so forth and so on. And Israel is screaming at Cairo, if you don't control this, we'll have to take action. Bull biscuits. Egypt is mired in its own internal issues. We're going to get into that in a little bit more detail later in the show. Egypt doesn't have the surplus resources to be making trouble for anybody. This is a false flag operation. Israel has been saying for years they wanted to take back control of the Sinai. And it looks like they're getting ready to do it. They're creating a false flag attack. They're waving Nazis and Hitler at everybody. It means they're getting ready to do something really, really bad. And if that wasn't good enough, they're now claiming that they know that Iran was behind attempts to assassinate Israeli ambassadors. Why would Iran do something that stupid when Iran is the only party in the Middle East trying to avoid a war? Why would they do something like that? And why would they target ambassadors? Ambassadors are just glorified messenger boys. In the times before instantaneous global communication, ambassadors would have plenipotentiary powers. They would be allowed to enter into treaties on behalf of their respective governments, and they had a great deal of authority. But these days, ambassadors, they pick up the phone, they get the orders from their capital, they walk over, they deliver the message. They're really just glorified messenger boys. It doesn't really do any good to attack an ambassador, unless you're going to frame a third party for it, which seems to be what's happening over there. But it does look like something really nasty in the Sinai is about to happen here. Let's see, what is this? Tourism in South Africa practice shooting blacks? No, I'm sorry, I misread that. It's actually in Israel. They've set up a little camp where you can go and practice shooting Palestinians. And if you shoot enough of them, you get a little certificate that you've had basic Israeli training. Isn't that fun? There used to be something floating around the United States of America. In fact, I still see them from time to time. How can I put this politely? It's a black hunting license. It used to be very popular in the Deep South during the KKK, and it was kind of a joke thing. And it's tasteless, and so is this. You know, train how to shoot a Palestinian. It's like that T-shirt, one shot, two kills. Just incredible tastelessness. Let's see. Oh, I love this. This is so funny. Dan in the control room is saying the Olympic Games in London. Yeah, absolutely. That is a perfect false flag target for Israel to go back in. And by the way, there are allegations that Israel staged the Munich massacre. Because remember this guy, Abu Nidal, was supposed to be the face of Palestinian terror, and he hijacked the Achille Lauro, and he threw the guy in the wheelchair in the ocean, and he did all these really horrible things, and the media would say, oh, it proves what terrible people the Palestinians are. We should never feel sorry for them when Israel steals their land. Turned out Abu Nidal was working for Israel. The same thing with that that hijacking that led to the raid on Entebbe. British intelligence released documents that said Israel was behind the hijacking to demonize the Palestinians, to make sure that you don't care about them when their homes are being taken. It's all deception. By way of deception, thou shalt conquer. So, yeah, the Olympic Games in London make a very, very ripe target for Israel to come on in and blow something up and say, Iran did it. You should go kill them. Now, you're going to love this one. As you're probably aware, the debate over Jonathan Pollard continues. Israel thinks he's a big hero because he stole all these American nuclear secrets and gave them to Israel, actually sold them to Israel, and Israel turned around and traded them to the Soviet Union in exchange for increased immigration quotas. So it was an outright betrayal of America's nuclear deterrent to our, at least we were told, our worst enemy. Okay, and Israel's attitude, yeah, it's no big deal, you should let him go. Well, here's a good one. Attorney Yoram Shechtel said last Friday that the reason the White House is refusing to release Jonathan Pollard only proves that Obama is an anti-Semite. That's the only reason to keep Jonathan Pollard in jail is because Obama hates the Jews. Now, of course, I mean, it makes perfect sense. The U.S. only locks up Jewish spies and lets all the others go, not counting Robert Hansen, who was not Jewish and is in solitary for the rest of his life for spying, and, of course, not counting John Walker, John Anthony Walker Jr., who is also not Jewish, also serving a life sentence for spying. Then, of course, we had those Mossad agents arrested after 9/11, after cheering and dancing as the towers came down. They got to go home to Israel. And the U.S. government classified the evidence of their involvement in 9/11. And once back in Israel, they were treated as celebrities, and they were on TV being interviewed saying that their assignment, they were there to document the event. Yeehaw, the towers are coming down. When they got arrested, first thing they said to the cops is, no, no, we're Israelis. We're not your problem. The Palestinians are your problem. Even sell the pitch, sell the pitch, sell the pitch. And so basically that's it. They're pulling out the anti-Semitism card. You know, this Yoram is out there saying the U.S. only punishes Jewish spies purely out of anti-Semitism. They didn't do anything really justify being punished. Because only an anti-Semite would be worried with Pollard's betrayal of the entire U.S. nuclear deterrent to the Soviet Union. How petty and picky can you get? It's very pathetic when they pull out the anti-Semitism card on that. Now, an interesting little development has come. You're probably aware of the book The Color Purple was made into a movie by Steven Spielberg, won a lot of awards, having to do with racism. And apparently there was a request to Alice Walker, who authored the book, that they wanted to translate it into Hebrew to sell in Israel, and she has refused. Because Israel is an apartheid state, and Walker said she would not allow the publication of the book into Hebrew because Israel is guilty of apartheid and persecution of the Palestinian people, both inside Israel and also in the occupied territories. And basically said that Israel's apartheid is worse than what we saw in the American South, worse than what we saw in South Africa, and she will have nothing to do with them. And good for her, because, you know, she's basically taking a pass on whatever royalties she was going to get from the sales inside Israel, but she's standing on principle. Good for her. Now, over in Kuwait, their emir has suspended the parliament for 1 month. Apparently, the emir just sort of got tired of all the yelling and screaming between the government and the members of parliament. And he's basically said, you're all on an enforced vacation for an entire month. Coincident with that is the announcement that the U.S. is going to bolster its military presence in Kuwait, which, of course, puts them within very convenient striking distance of Iran. We're going to take a break for commercials. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back. As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A one-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
Wall Street wizards on the lam from a mental institution claim private retirement funds. Yeah, they are the best solution. But when the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And you know something? There has to be something in the tap water in Washington, D.C. that destroys brain cells. And I say that because of this story here. Apparently, the National Security Agency has responded to a request by two United States senators who asked a simple question. How many Americans have had their communications intercepted by the NSA? And the NSA responded that they couldn't tell the senators how many Americans have been eavesdropped on because it would violate their privacy to say so. That's their excuse. That is their excuse. Now, NSA, and I know you're listening to this show, it doesn't violate anybody's privacy simply to provide a total count. If I say there are 35,000 people living in Kaneohe, Hawaii, how have I violated their privacy? I haven't named them. I haven't identified any of them. I just provided a number. So NSA, switch to bottled water, clear out your heads, and please tell these United States senators just how many Americans you have been eavesdropping on. My guess is probably most of them. We're going to... Let's see. No, we don't have a phone call here right now. All right, so we're get back here talking about the war zone and all this other stuff going on. The Supreme Court of Pakistan has kicked out their prime minister. It's really starting to come apart all over there. And the, let's see, second Middle Eastern Supreme Court to control the government after the Egypt. Apparently, Hillary gave $1.3 billion to the Egyptian military rulers. And that may explain something that just sort of happened this morning. As you're probably aware, Egypt's elections were leaning toward the candidate from the Muslim Brotherhood. And even as the early returns were coming in, the military council that is governing Egypt right now passed a constitutional amendment, addendum, whatever they're going to call it, basically retaining all power to itself, including the creation of new laws, relegating the presidency to a mere figurehead. And the Egyptian people are very, very upset about that. Now, all of a sudden, earlier this morning, surprise, surprise, Mubarak's ex-prime minister is claiming that he won the election and that he is going to be the new president here. And they're out there saying it's true. We checked those Diebold machines over and over and over again, and they said that, you know, we won. So this is going to trigger new riots. There's already protests in Tahrir Square. Could possibly trigger a civil war, and that is when Israel is going to come in and retake the Sinai. Now, the Egyptians are already in Tahrir Square protesting against the constitutional coup, which basically was the military ruler saying, we're granting ourselves all these extraordinary powers, and you have nothing to say about it. So it's turned into a military dictatorship. Once again, for all this talk about democracy and support for democracy, Hillary just gave all this money to this group that simply said, we're going to run the place the way we think we should. And I'm sure Hillary is saying, that'll teach those gosh darn Egyptians that when we talk about democracy, we don't mean for them. Amazing stuff here. Alrighty, so there's going to be more fractiousness over there in Egypt, and I think Israel's getting ready to invade. They've got all these tanks parked down by the border, and they're trying to create a justification for going in there. Alrighty, let's see. Now, as you know, Fukushima is an area of tremendous concern. There's this typhoon bearing down on Fukushima. It's due to be up in that area tomorrow. And I haven't looked at the track to see if it's changed significantly. But everybody's talking about radiation and how serious it can be. And apparently the Japanese people living near Fukushima were evacuated into an area where the radiation plume was coming down. Horrible, horrible mistake. People are sick all over the place. And behind it all, you have this propaganda campaign that radiation isn't really all that bad thing. Remember, Ann Coulter was out there saying a little radiation is good for you. You know, hard on the heels of all this talk about how a single dirty bomb, a gosh darn Muslim terrorist with a firecracker and just an ounce of cesium wrapped around it could just devastate an entire American city. Then turn around and say, yeah, radiation's good for you. Somebody sent in this amazing video, and we've got it linked to the front page of what really happened. It says, stop complaining, radiation is your friend, is the headline I put on it. It is a 1950s TV commercial in which they actually painted a woman's face with radioactive material to demonstrate the effectiveness of this coal cream at removing makeup. They just slapped the stuff on her. Just absurd. I mean, I used to work in advertising. I can't believe they did it. Well, yeah, I can. Some of the people I knew in advertising would do that kind of stuff. That was back in the days when they'd do things like hide a cigarette behind the cup of coffee so that little wisp of smoke would look like the cup was steaming. Or when they show you the vegetable soup for the soup commercials, they put marbles in the bottom so that all the vegetables and everything plumped up at the top. We'll be right back after these commercials.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Global Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, MEG, vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We got a caller on the line, Russ in Arizona. Aloha, Russ. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. A great, fabulous show, as per usual.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Make me blush.
In talking about Fukushima, what can you tell me in the audience about, is there anything we can buy, like iodine, to protect us? And if so, what kind?
Well, basically, you want to look for potassium iodate, but again, that's not something that you should be taking every single day like a vitamin pill, because it chronic exposure, it can actually cause more damage than good. But it's something you should have on hand if you get a very high radiation count.
Right.
And, and we're basically exposed to radioactive iodine. This is the chemical that will keep it from collecting inside the thyroid and leading to thyroid cancers. There are so many isotopes out there. It depends on how far you're living away from Fukushima. So far, the debris that has washed up in Washington State and, west coast of the United States of America, has not been, detected as radioactive. Now, again, do we trust the official government sources? No, I don't. And, of course, behind all of that is you need to remember that alpha radiation is very hard to detect because it's so easily absorbed. This is why you can't run even an alpha-sensitive Geiger counter over a conventional cigarette and get a reading, because just the paper, the wrapping paper, will absorb the alpha rays. But if you ingest it or inhale an alpha-emitting particle, then you're in serious, serious trouble. At this point, you got to be very careful about any seafood coming out of the Pacific, because they're finding tuna off the coast of California that are contaminated. Just like you have to be careful about any food coming out of the Gulf of Mexico. The reality is, between the Gulf of Mexico and Fukushima, a huge part of the human food supply has been placed at risk. And you just got to be really careful. Where's your food coming from? We know the food corporations love to lie about that stuff. This is a time where our government, if it was really concerned about our health, would be encouraging us to start growing our own food. But as you saw in that sixth story over in Tulsa, Oklahoma, where this woman was growing a food garden on her own property, and the city officials came over and destroyed it, saying it violated the building code. And as it turned out, it didn't really, but they're getting their orders from the local supermarkets. In fact, we're seeing all this stuff about preppers who are preparing to take care of themselves when the infrastructure collapses, and yet you're seeing all these stories all across America where the local governments are forcing preppers, go back on the grid. You will buy your food from the market. You will get your electricity from the electrical system. You will get your water from our factories and stuff. They don't want people breaking free of the large centralized utilities, because then it's a loss of revenue. It's really all it's about. As long as you're dependent on their big factories, you are their economic slave. And they don't like this idea of people being independent. They don't like you growing your own food. They don't like you taking care of your own health. And more, we've coming to understand we have reasons to very much doubt that the health industry is concerned about our health. They're just concerned about making money. We're finding more and more things that are not only not helping us health-wise, they're actually bad. In fact, one of the stories I was getting ready to report, they're now showing studies, children who get vaccinated for the childhood diseases are five times more likely to get those diseases than the unvaccinated children. They're making our kids sick, but it's a fast buck.
Yeah, right.
So,
well, what's the name of that stuff again you gave me at the very beginning?
Potassium iodate, and that is only for dealing with radioactive iodine. The other situation, especially inhaled particulates, once they're inside your body, they're impossible to find and impossible to deal with. You just have to be very, very careful about, you know, radiation. I wish somebody would come up with an inexpensive, reliable radiation meter. We went through a period right after Fukushima where we were buying and testing some very inexpensive meters, and they were all junk that were rushed onto the market to take advantage of the fear. The meter I use is one that was made in Russia, and I've been using it for almost 20 years, and it works absolutely wonderfully. The old Soviet Union did not believe in planned obsolescence. Everything was built to last 25 years,
right. And
it really does. But if anybody out there knows a good, reliable, alpha-sensitive radiation meter at an affordable price for ordinary Americans to get and use, to check their food and everything with, please let me know and we'll get one and evaluate it. Right now, the meters that seem to really do the job are about $400 each, and I know that's not something that any of us can really afford.
Where do you get this potassium iodate and the meter? Where can we buy that?
You can just do a web search all over the place for potassium iodate. For a while, it was in short supply, but they've sort of caught up with the surge in demand. And you basically get it, and it will store for a very, very long time, and you just put it away in your bailout bag.
Yeah.
As far as the meters are concerned, again, an online search. I'm not in a position to recommend a particular meter at this time. The ones I tried were really I was not convinced that they were doing a good job.
Okay, good. Well, keep up the great work, buddy. You're really doing a good job. I tell everybody about you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the word, and you know, spread the word about the show. We're back in our old time, and the audience numbers are going up, and I'm happy, and John's happy, and the other Mike's happy, and Dan's happy.
Well, I send out lots of emails, and you always get them, and you get copies.
All right.
So,
thank you
very
much.
Keep it up, buddy. Thanks a lot.
I will, long as I absolutely possibly can here.
Aloha,
Nui Nui Nui. All right. Anyways, I was saying there's apparently this National Health Survey. This was actually done over in Europe. But they were basically looking at children up to the age of 19, basically high school and earlier, and they found out children who had been vaccinated against the childhood diseases were five times more likely to get those diseases than unvaccinated children. It's just scam. They're selling medicine to people who do not need it, and in some cases, it's actually harming them. Remember the swine flu pandemic in 1976? The vaccine killed 50 times more people than the flu did. It's all about the money. It's all about selling you things, whether they're good for you or not. The American medical establishment does not want you to be healthy. If you're healthy, they can't make money off of you. They need you to be sick. They love chemicals in the food that are going to make you sick. They love radiation in the air that's going to make you sick. They love Corexit and oil in the water that's going to make you sick, because then they can make more money off of you. It's all about profit. And they're trying as hard as they can to make sure that you don't drift away from the belief that doctors are living gods, and you go out and start looking at what else is going on there. It's kind of like what my wife and I went through with her joint pain. We went to the Orthodox medical establishment for like 5 years, and they gave her very toxic medication. She had a tremendous difficulty getting off shoes, creams, braces, all this stuff. And come to find out, it was a chemical in the products, formaldehyde precursors. Once we got rid of those, she's fine. But doctors don't want to tell you stop using the cheap, low-end products, because then they can't sell you the creams and the shoes and the medications and the stuff. They're there to sell you. They're not there to make you healthy. You have to take responsibility for your own health care. And that includes looking at a lot of the recommendations from the Orthodox medical establishment and realizing it's just there to sell a product. Now, here's another one that's going to make you really sort of curl your hair. As you're probably aware, more and more analysis of medical testing is being done on laptop computers. So far, so good. Makes it convenient. I know that there are huge numbers of medical apps for the iPhone and the Android tablets. Doctors love to have these things in their pockets and so forth. But here was a rather interesting story coming out of Germany that was comparing software for analyzing brain scan results on the Mac and PC, and found out they were getting completely different results, significantly different results, depending upon whether you are on a Mac or a PC, which means some of the diagnoses and prescriptions or suggested treatment were changing based on which machine was being used. If you're not getting a uniform result, then the basic analysis is suspect. Remember, the core principle of scientific method is reproducibility. If you do a brain scan on a Mac and you're getting a different, and then you do it on the PC and you get a different result, that's not reproducible. There's a problem somewhere, and people can get hurt until you sort it out. I remember there was this horrible story many, many years ago when the first CAT scan machines were coming out. And there was a software error in one of these systems. And I think the manufacturer is now thankfully out of business. But the software error under certain conditions could basically overdose the degree of X-rays going through the body. And it all began where this one patient said, I could feel this thing burning me. And they said, nonsense, it's computer controlled. It doesn't make a mistake. Then he came down with cancer. And they finally came to realize there was a coding mistake. Got all the way through whatever QA they had at the company. These things happen here. Now, speaking of medical experiments, you're going to love this story. This one is really, really good. There are 7 Guatemalan citizens who allege they were the subject of non-consensual human medical experiments conducted by the U.S. Public Health Service down in Guatemala. And they sued for these non-consensual medical experiments. Basically, the U.S. Public Health Service went down to Guatemala and just did experiments on these people without their permission. They have said, we're here to vaccinate you against beriberi or something, and they actually did something else. And so these 7 Guatemalans sued the U.S. Public Health Service, and a federal judge threw the case out of court, saying that as long as the U.S. Public Health Service is doing this in other countries, there is no liability inside the U.S. legal system. They just basically threw it out there. And, you know, the U.S. government is basically saying, look, we're really sorry about all those extra ears growing out of your forehead, but the law is the law, and we are allowed to do this, you know. There was this wonderful movie called The Constant Gardener, and it's Ralph Fiennes, and I'm blanking on the young lady who played the wife. And it is actually based on a true story about covert pharmaceutical testing in Africa of a big drug and a lot of money on the line, and winds up with activists being murdered to basically conceal the fact that they know the drug is bad. They know that it's going to kill a certain percentage of the people it's given to, but they figure that's an acceptable risk because they got to get to market now. If they go back and redesign the drug to not kill anybody, they'll lose the advantage in the marketplace. And there's millions and billions of dollars on the line. And it is a very good movie, and I recommend it. And you would want to take a look at that. And here we have the real story. U.S. Public Health Service down in Guatemala running medical tests on people without their permission. By the way, for those of you who are not aware of it, under United States law, the military may conduct biological warfare experiments on you without your permission, and assuming you don't show a heavy symptom, without your knowledge. And they have done it many, many times. There was an incident in San Francisco many years ago where the U.S. government wanted to test how well a weaponized bacillus would get into buildings. And so they basically sprayed the city, and then they went out posing as health workers to take interviews from people who were getting sick to find out how long after the spraying they got sick and basically measure the effectiveness of the biological weapon. And unfortunately, the bacillus they used wasn't quite as harmless as they thought, and some people died from it. But under U.S. law, it's legal for them to do that. I mean, all this talk about, oh, gosh darn, Saddam's biological weapons. He bought them from the United States of America. All kinds of ugly, ugly stuff there. All right, let's see. We're already talking about forcing people to go back onto the grid here. Now, I want to talk a little bit about computers, and we got a couple of stories on that. First of all, as you're probably aware, Microsoft just launched their competitor to the iPad. And it's going to run Windows 8. You've all got to upgrade. You've got to do this. You've got to do that. And before I go into that, I have a comment about all of this planned obsolescence. And we're going to be talking about that with regard to another appliance disaster we had over the weekend. If you have a society that is very, very wealthy, and there's just a lot of money floating around, maybe planned obsolescence from a business point of view can make sense. Keep stimulating the market. Keep putting out cheap products. Get stuff that doesn't work, force a change to the new version of whatever, you know, as a way of keeping profitability. And maybe the society can support that, even though it is unethical and immoral by any definition of the word. But when you have a society that has run out of money and you start changing the standards to try and force people to buy a new operating system or a new appliance or a new whatever, people are going to learn to do without. And they're going to say, you know, something, I can't afford to buy a whole new whatever. I'm just going to learn to live without that whole situation. I actually went through this with my wife many, many, many years ago when we were still living in North Hollywood, and we had one of those little propane grills, you know, on our back little patio. And I loved to grill outside. It was manly, and I'd do burgers and hot dogs and all this other stuff. And the grill stopped working, and it turned out there was this little valve assembly that had broken. And so I just take off that little valve assembly, and I go back to the store where I had bought this barbecue grill, and I said, I need a replacement for that. And the guy said, oh, I'm sorry, but the manufacturer changed all the thread sizes and diameters last year, and we can't get those old parts again. But we have a brand new grill that, you know, we've got it on sale, and you can put it on your credit card, and you can take the whole thing home and have a brand new one. I said, I don't need a brand new one. My old one is in perfect working shape except for this little tiny valve. Well, we can't get you the valve anymore. So I went home and I threw out the grill and I quit grilling. And we're going to see more and more of that in our economy as all of these planned obsolescent computers and appliances and cars start breaking down. People aren't going to be able to buy a replacement. And it's just going to start all falling apart. And the corporations that sold all this junk are going to be scratching their heads saying, wait a minute, this used to work. Why isn't it working anymore? Well, because you made it in our, you know, you created a climate in which people are saying, I can't afford to buy a new one only to have it fail 3 years from now. If you had a product that we believed would last 20 years, yeah, we'd make the effort to buy a new one. But we're not going to buy a new printer, a new barbecue, a new car, a new whatever, only to have it fail in 3 years' time and we got to do it again. We can't afford that as a nation any longer. We can't afford that. All right, we're going to grab a real quick phone call. Bill in Texas, aloha. Bill, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I got a lot of things, but we'll try to get through a couple of them. But
there was I may have to take you into the next break.
There was a time where I survived for 3 months with just a 70-watt solar panel and two battery banks, and I would switch them out between the car and charge one while I was driving and have one at home with a 400-watt inverter. I couldn't have everything on, but I could run my lights, my TV, my stereo, my computer, just all not at once. And I did that for 3 months, and, you know, it wasn't, like, super great, but it wasn't that bad, and it wasn't difficult.
I think people can adapt to that. You know, it's all convenient. We can have everything on at the same time, and that's really nice. But I think push to it, people are going to be able and willing to turn off certain things and say, I'm only going to have this on when I really need it. I'm only going to have the light on when I really need it. We're kind of already doing that around here. But, yeah, we have batteries and inverters, and we don't have our solar panels yet. But, yeah, people are learning to adapt to that reality. And who's going to feel it first? Are these corporations. Believe it or not, there was a time when there was seriously suggested, we got to take a break.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. We didn't throw war's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together instead of on a computer alone. MacDonald had a farm, then he opened a burger joint. We've drowned in fat ever.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking in Bill in Texas. If you have seen the movie The Lightbulb Conspiracy, and it is back on the net, was taken down, now it's back on the net. They make a point in there that there was one time in America's history during the last Great Depression, the second Great Depression, now we're in the Grand Depression, where there was a serious suggestion of passing a law in the United States mandating obsolescence, where you would be allowed to buy a product only for a certain amount of time. And it would have a license tag on there. And if you were caught using the product after the license had expired, you could go to jail, you could be fined. Now, the law did not pass back then. But certainly it is possible for the computer companies to enforce that now. In fact, after the huge public pressure on Microsoft to keep XP supported and not go off and waste its time with disasters like Vista, Microsoft has seriously proposed having an end term on all future operating system licenses, where as soon as you break that shrink wrap, they're going to say, this operating system is only going to last for 5 years. And at 4 years and 6 months, they will start nagging you. Your computer is going to quit working in 6 months, 5 months, 4 months, 3 months, unless you buy an upgraded operating system, which then means you have to buy the upgrades to all of your applications to work with the new operating system because your applications won't work with the old operating system. And it's a way of simply forcing you to throw more money at them. And again, in a nation where you've got a wealthy population, they can put up with this kind of nonsense. But we don't have that kind of wealth any longer. And I think the further that these American corporations go into planned obsolescence, the more and more Americans are just going to say, you know something, I really don't need this. I'm at that stage myself. I'm working on a Windows XP machine right now. But as soon as this machine is no longer usable, I'm not going to buy Windows 7 or 8 or 9 or whatever. I'm going to just go to a white box and Linux. And you're going to have to go to a white box because Microsoft's new deal with all the OEMs is the BIOS will not allow you to install any operating system but Microsoft's. So you're going to have to build your own white box at that point. That's how tyrannical and dictatorial the software industry has become. You will buy our computers. You will buy our operating system. You will only use what we tell you to use, and you will buy it over and over and over again. That's what you do. Because that's what makes America great. And no, actually it isn't. That's fascism at work. So the reality is that I think we're going to see more and more Americans just learning that they don't need to have the newest, coolest gizmos and gadgets. And I think from the number of retail outlets and companies that are going out of business, that Americans have decided that they can really live with a lot without a lot of the decoration that our society says we have to have to get our. We don't need the latest MP3 player. We don't need all this other flashing light stuff. We can live without it, and we're still cool people without it. So, Bill, I guess I hit the top of the hour here. If you have anything more to say, stick around. Otherwise, we'll be back after station identification.
Next.